We are beginning today's shir in Simin Kuf Pei Beis. We are up to Siv Gimel. The bottom line on page 172. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Tzorach Shelo Yehi Pogum. The coast that you're going to use for Birchas HaMazon has to not be Pogum. Shim Shosa Mimenu Pegamel. What is Pogum? If you drank from the cup already, then it makes the cup Pogum. Avalim Shofach Mimenu Litoch Yodo Okeli. But if you poured from the kos into your hand or into another vessel, ein bekachum, that is not a problem of pogum. Va'afilu shasa mehakad o mechoves ketan have pogum. Even if you drank not from the cup, but from the pitcher or the barrel that's small, that also makes us pogum. Avalim shasa mechoves shel eitz gedola. But if you drank from the big wooden barrel, ein lahakbid there, you don't have to be makbid about pogum. The Mechaber ends off and says, "Yesh mi she'omer she'afilu mayim pegumim psulim limzog behem kol shel bracha." There are those who say that even water that's pogum is possible to be mixed in with the wine of the kol shel bracha. Let's see the Mishabura on the bottom of page 172, beginning with Sivkaton Yud Zayin. The Mechaber said that you have to make sure that your kos is not pogum, and if you drank from it, that's what makes a pogum. Says the Mishabura, Ve'enu roi od levarach alav. Once it is pogum, it is no longer fit to have a bracha upon it of Birchas HaMazon. V'hu adin l'kiddush v'avdolah. Not only has caused pogum a problem of benching, but it's also a problem for kiddush and havdolah, like we'll see later in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud, and in Simen Reish Tzadivav Sif Aleph. V'afilu tova mimenu rak mashu ba'alma. Even if you only tasted a little drop of the wine from the kos, that already makes it a kos pogum. In note number 12, in the back of the Sefer on page 33, he writes, "Ubetama dover she'en levarach al kos pogum." The reason why one should not make a bracha on a kos that is pogum, the Levush says, "Shapigima hi kemo mumba mehema." Making a kos pogum is like having a blemish in a behema. Shakach nemar hakriveyu nala pechasecha. Are you going to bring it to your governor? Are you going to bring a sacrifice to your governor that has a mum? So too over here, it's just inappropriate to use that kos for a kosher bracha. That is the reason that is brought down by the Levush. The Magen Avraham is mashma shapigima hi ke'ein pigimas hamizbeach. It's as if there's a flaw, there's something missing from the mizbeach. V'lochein emosif lo yayin o mayim hareyu kestimas achisoron v'chozer l'achshero. And that's why, as we'll see later in the shir, that if you fix it up by pouring a little wine or water into the kos, that will be filling up that which is missing, and that will bring it back to its state of kashrus. And then in note number 12, he continues and says, "V'im'enu chayv levarach al hakos." If it is a scenario where you're not really chayv to make a brach on a kos, "Elishamikomako machmir lasos chayin." You are just being machmir to bench on a kos. "Tzidid harach ashulchan shebitzir kaze enu tzarach lahakbid al kos shulotia paguma." In that case, where you don't really require a kos, you don't have to be machmir to make sure that it's not pogum. And note 12 ends off and says, "V'imyesh lefanav yayin pogum uchomer medina." If you have two options, you have wine that is in a kos that is pogum, and apparently you can't fix it up, or you have chamar medina. So we'll see later on, it's a machlokas haposkim, what exactly is the best etza. Let's go back to the Mishabura and continue with Sivkaton Yudches, the last line on 172. We said it's only going to be pogum if you drank from the kos, but if you poured it into your hand, then it's not pogum. Says the Mishabura in Yudches, "V'adinim tamu be'etzba'o." So too, if you dip your finger in, or if one of your children dipped his finger in, and then tasted it, it also would not make the kos pogum. "Tedavka im shosa mimenu be'piv pogumo." Tedavka, if you drink from the kos with your mouth, it makes it pogum. In note 13, he points out, "V'afim shofach me'akos latoch piv below shenogo svaso bakos." Even if you pour it into your mouth from the kos without putting your mouth on the kos, you just pour it up in the air into your mouth. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says, "Shenifkam hayayin shabakos." That also makes the kos pogum. Continues note 13 and writes, "V'im shosa yidei kona." If you drank from the kos with a straw, "Kosav ha'makor chayim shenechshav hayayin kipogum ayidei kain." The wine is also considered pogum by drinking through a straw. "Shari tshuva kosav v'shem ha'shal shenshuva shvas Yaakov sheminadin ena kos poguma." The Shvas Yaakov says that through a straw, really the kos is not pogum. "Achkevon sheyochol esakin hadover ayidei osefes ma'at mayim oyayin ein lohokal bazeh." Since you can easily fix up the kos by pouring a little more water or a little more wine, so one should not be lenient if he drank through it from a straw, even though really, minadin, it does not make it pogum. Continues the Mishabura in Sifkaton Yotes, the top line of page Pei Zayin. We said if you poured it into your hand or onto another kli, Ein bekachum, it is not a problem. V'hu shelo shofach elo me'at, and that's only assuming you poured out only a little bit, v'inyan shadayin shem mole alov, so that the kos is still considered mole, it's still considered full. So even though by pouring out there's no problem of pogum, but there could potentially be a problem of mole, and therefore it's only going to be ein bekachum, not a problem at all, if you only poured off so little that it's still considered a kos mole. Or you poured it out from the larger kos into a smaller kos where it totally fills out the smaller kos and it will be mole. Or you stuck in a piece of bread into the wine of the kos in order to make the kos higher, so it would be a kos mole. Because the kos does not have to be completely filled with wine. Kidai b'revias. It's enough that there is a revias of wine. Rak shelo yehaya kos chaser kilakameh. Just that the kos should not be chaser. And therefore, even though when you pour it out onto your finger or onto a kos, it would not be a problem of pogum, but there could potentially be a problem of not being mole, and therefore if it was only a drop, so it's still mole, it's fine. If you pour the remnants into a smaller cup so it's full, that's fine. Or you put a little bread to raise the level of the kos to make it mole, all those would be good eitzes to be considered a kos mole. In Sivkaton Chof, the Mishabruah is going on that which the Mechaber said, that even if you drank from the pitcher or from the small barrel, that also makes a pogum. Ratzalomar ko masha yeshbo bazoha chavis. It makes pogum whatever is in the barrel. Avsha shvacho achakach lekelim acherim, even if afterwards you pour it into other cups, it still would be considered pogum. Then the Mechaber told us, but if it's from a big barrel that's wood, then it would not be pogum. You don't have to be makbid on that. But the Mishabru says in Sefkaton Chav Aleph, V'yesh machmirim af bazeh, there are those who are machmir that will be pogum, even if you drink directly from a big wooden barrel. V'yesh lochosh l'divrem l'chadchila, and says the Chav Eschaim, one should be concerned for their opinion l'chadchila, shelo l'haniach lishtos afilu mipi barzim mechavis gedola, that you should not allow one to drink from the faucet in even a very large barrel. The last thing the Mechaber told us in Sif Gimel was, there are those who say that even water that is pogum is possible to mix together with the wine of the Koshal Bracha. L'cha'ora amaylo aminon kama kama botol kamo b'sifei. So the Mishabura here is bothered by Akash and Sif Kadon Chav Beis. Why don't we say, like we'll see shortly in Sifei, that if you pour back the kos pogum into the container of wine, so we say each drop that falls in is bottle. So why don't we say over here that when you're pouring the water, which is pogum, into the wine to try to fix it up, or to mix it, just to be mixing the wine with the water, why don't we say that each drop of water that's poured into the wine, even though the water was pogum, it will be fixed up as it is poured in. So answers the Mishabura, the Efshe de Mari Shayayin Chai. It could be, we could say, that we're talking about a case over here where the wine is totally undiluted. The Efshe Lishtos Beli Meziga, and as we know, it's impossible to drink the wine in those days unless it was diluted. Ulakach lo batul. And therefore, since the water is so important to this mixture, because it makes the wine drinkable, therefore, because of its chashivas, it will not be considered batul as it is poured in. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Sif Dalud, Im hayu kosos hamesubim pigumin, if the people that were sitting around the table had kosos in front of them that were pogum, tzarech loses mikos habracha lesocham, then you have to pour from the kosher bracha into their cups to fix up their cups and make them not pogum. V'yesh mi she'omer she'enu tzarech, and there are those who say you do not have to do this. V'ayin lekamon b'simen kuf tzadi v'simen reish ayin aleph. Says the Mishabura in Sivkaton Chav Gimel, Im hayu pirish, de pa'amim she'nosnim kos l'chol echad ve'echam en ha'mesubin. Sometimes there are cups that are passed out to each person that is sitting there before the person makes the bracha. Okay, she'berach ha'mevarach barer piragofen shosim kol echad koso. And then when the mevarach makes barer piragofen, everyone drinks from the cup that's in front of them. Ve'im hayu shalohem pagumim, and if their cups that were in front of them were pagum, tzarech she'yitin ha'mevarach mekoso ma'at l'chol echad ve'echad. The one who makes the bracha has to pour from his kos a little bit into each and every other kos there. Kodim sheyishta, before he drinks, v'yasakin pikimasam, and that way he will be correcting the cup that is pogum in front of them. And then v'yishtu kulo mikosha eno pogum, and then each person will be drinking from his own individual cup that is not pogum. Sivkaton Chav Dalet says Mikos HaBracha. We said he should pour from his kosho bracha into all the other kosos. V'imrak HaMavarach Levada Ochez Kos Biyado. But if the only one with the kos in front of him is the Mavarach himself, Av Sha'oz HaMasubim Bal Korachem To'amim Mikos Pogum Achash Eshasahu. Even though after the person who's making Kiddush, or he makes the bracha on the cup of Bari Piragafen after the Brichas HaMazon, and then everyone drinks after him, so L'chora, they are drinking from a Kos Pogum after he drinks. We are not concerned for that. Since from the beginning it was a Koshalim, the Kulu Kachal Chashive, they're all considered one, they're all Nigrar after him. And even though he drinks first, and it should make the Kos Pogum, it's not considered a problem. Pogum, and everyone can be Yotze with that same Kos. In note number 16, he brings a question that Shlomo Zalman Orbach is bothered by. Val Minag Ha'olam Sha'af Urchim She'enam Ibn Abayas To'amim Min Hayayin Shebekos HaMavarich. That which the Minag Ha'olam that the Mishabura mentions over here, that the guests that are not part of the household are drinking from the Kos of the Mavarich after he drank from it. He is bewildered by that which we learned earlier in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuvayin, that a person should not drink from a kos and then pass it on to his friend. It could be dangerous. So where do we know that a kosher mitzvah is mutter for the next person to drink from it after the Mavarach drinks from it? We saw this earlier in Simen Kuf Ayin. The Stechemet says, "Lagabe Koshal Shavu Brachos." He writes about Koshal Shavu Brachos, but it could apply to all Koshal Bracha. Shelatzorach Mitzvah Shani. Any Kos that comes to the purpose of a mitzvah is different. There's a special protection for the mitzvah. V'lochein Nohagim Sheshosim Kama B'nei Odom Me'osa Kos. And therefore, we are Nohag that many people will drink from the same Kos. Now, if you look at note 17 in the second paragraph, on that which Mishabura just said, if there's only one kos, and the Mavarach drinks, and then he passes it to everyone else, even though the Chora, they're drinking from a kos pocket, the Mishabura says it's not a problem, because since Mitchila, the kos was Shalem, and they're all coming for the same kos, they're all considered like one. So in note 17 in the second paragraph, he points out, V'gamim Mavarach shofech mikoso l'kosos hareko shosher ha-mesubim. Even if the one who made the Bari Paragafen pours from his cup to the empty cups of the rest of the people who are sitting around, the Shlomo Zalman and Rav Nissen Karelet say, She'ein tzorech lishpuch l'kosam kodem she'ishte. He does not have to be careful to pour to their cups before he drinks. She'kevan she'ein lifnei kol echad kos yayin bifnei atzmo. Because since each person does not have their own kos yayin in front of them, nechshav hadover ki'ilu kulam shosim mekoso. It's viewed as if everyone's drinking from his kos. And therefore, Rosh Shulman Zalman Orbach and Nissen Karelet are adding to the Mishabura, is not only if you pass around that kos after the Mavarach drinks, it's not a problem of Pagum, because they're all considered like one, but even after the Mavarach drinks, he then pours out into their empty cups, that also will not be considered a problem of Pagum. It's all considered as if they're drinking from the same cup. That was the first opinion that we saw in Sif Dalid, that if the kosis of the Mesubin was Pogum, so then you have to pour from the kos bracha into their cups to fix them up. And then we saw in Sif Dalet that there are those who say that you do not have to do this. The Mishabur writes in Sif Kadon Chafei, the Sfirulei, the second opinion holds, the low kaptinin al kos Pogum, ela al mevarach velo al Mesubin. The whole concern of a kos Pogum, according to the second opinion, is only on the person who is making the bracha, not on the Mesubin, and therefore, according to him, if everyone has their own cups, the mevarach makes the bracha, he drinks from his kos, that's not Pogum, they can drink from their cups that are pogum. But the Mishabura says, "Vaytim in Sefkadon Chavav Ayin LeKamon Rotzolomer Desham Sosim HaMechaber Kesvara Harishona." There, the Mechaber is Sosim like the first opinion that if in fact the other people have kosos that are pogum, so the Mevarich should pour from his cup into their cups before he drinks in order to make their kosos no longer pogum. Says the Mechaber Vaytim in Sefhei, "Im Hechzer Yayin Shal Kos Pogum LeKankan." If one poured the water that the wine that was in a kos pogum back into the container, Hayayin shebekankan kosher, the wine that is in the container is still kosher, mishum de kama kama bottle, because each drop that falls in one at a time is bottle as it falls in from the kos that's pogum back into the container, each drop is bottle as it goes in. Says the Mishabur in Sifkadon Chav Zayin is kosher, vidavka b'dieved, this that you could just pour the kos pogum back into the container and everything will be okay, that's only b'dieved. One cannot just pour back in a kos pogum. Let's say a person made havdalah and he drank from the wine. He should not go and pour the havdalah cup back into the container. V'lochein nohagim. Therefore, the minhag is lahosif olav mitchila ma'at me'akankan ubezem mesukin kamo b'sevav. Therefore, the minhag is after you make Abdullah or any kosher bracha that becomes pogum and you want to pour it back in, you first pour it from the container a little more wine in the kos that's pogum. That way, fixing up the kos pogum. The achakach shovchim also the kankan, and therefore, then afterwards you pour back in that kos that was fixed up and no longer pogum back into the container. Va'oz kosher hayayin lahotzi lebracha, and then the wine is perfectly kosher for a bracha. If you look in the Shara Tzion and Oschav Dalet, he writes that this eitzah of first pouring a little water, wine from the container into the kos that's pogum to fix it up, and then pouring the wine back into the container, that's in the Magen Avraham. The after Medina Kaim Alon B'Sivav, even though we're going to see Halacha L'Maisa and Sivav that we'll see shortly, the Bishvicha Ma'at Yayin Omayim L'Sochan Sagi, that really all you need is to pour a little bit more wine or water from the container into the kos pogum and fix it up and you're done. So why does the Magen Avraham say you should pour it back into the container afterwards? Ba'ofen ze odav tvei. That's much better to pour it back in afterwards to the container, the yotzim azel kuliyama, because then you're yotzi according to everyone. Hainu afludas marami Rotenberg. You're going to be yotzi even the sheet of the marami Rotenberg, the lo svir lo ha'etza, the tikun ma'at mayim o'yayim shenoslim l'socha. Because the marami Rotenberg holds that you cannot fix up a kos pogum by just pouring wine from the container a little bit more into the kos pogum. It does not work. Many poskim hold it does work. And therefore we do it, but to be yotzei also the sheet of the Maramei Rotenberg, that you have to pour the kos pogum back into the container to be mevatlet kama as you pour it back in. Therefore we do both eitzes. We first pour from the container into the kos that's pogum, fixing it up according to most sheetas, and then we pour it from the kos that was pogum back into the container to cover the sheeta of the Maramei Rotenberg, who says the first eitzah does not work. Now if you look at note number 18. On that which we said, that l'chatchila, it's usher to pour it just straight up back into the container to fix it up. Ubetam adava, the reason why that eitza, that is not l'chatchila, Rishlom Zalman Arba says, Alpi HaMagen Avraham, Shehu Mishum She'em Mevatel Nitz l'chatchila. Pouring the kos pogum back into the container and being mevatel it, that could be potentially a problem of Ein Mevatel Nitz l'chatchila. You can't go l'chatchila and be mevatel and iser. Bittul is normally a din b'di'evet, that if something got mixed together, we'll say bittul, but not l'chatchila to go be mevatel it. And therefore, the best eitza is to first pour from the container into the kos pogum, thereby fixing it up according to the most shitas, and then pouring it back from the kos into the container, taking care of the shita of the Merami Rotenberg. Ule'inya, continuing note number 18, ule'inya tikun pigimas hakos b'shabbos. What is the halacha of fixing up a kos pogum on Shabbos? We'll explain later in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishabur that is mutter. However, if you look in the Yeshuas Yaakov, you would see he says it is usher to fix up a kos pogum on Shabbos because it looks like you're being mesakin. The Shlomo Zalman explains that the Yeshuas Yaakov that says that it doesn't work on Shabbos is only going lefi the sheet of the Maramei Rotenberg, that adding more wine in does not help to fix up the one that's pogum. Therefore, the only eitz that they have to do lefi the Maramei Rotenberg is pour the kos pogum into the container, and that's taka being mevatelet. And therefore, he says it's a problem. Which would not be the case the way we're nohig, and we mentioned in the Mishabura that the best eitzah is to pour from the container into the kos pogum, thereby fixing it up. Like we'll see shortly in the Mechaber and Sevav, Mutter Lasos came b'Shabbos. Says Shlomo Zalman, even according to Yeshuas Yaakov, that would be Mutter on Shabbos, Mishum Shedom Hadover Letikun Shel Shtifa Vadochav Lola Bittel Berov. That's more similar to just rinsing out the kos than being similar to Bittul Barov, and therefore that would be okay. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and the Yeshuas Yaakov says that you shouldn't fix up a kos pogum because it's like being mesakin on Shabbos. That's only Lufi the Maramei Rotenberg when you're pouring it from the kos pogum back into the container where you're in fact being mevatel the iser. But if you are just pouring from the container back in to the kos pogum, that's not like being mevatel and iser. That's more like rinsing out the kos, and therefore that would be 100% fine, even on Shabbos, like the Mechaber and the Mishabura, in fact, say later. Let's see the Mishabura Vaitan Sevkot Nochav Ches, the Kama bottle. We said pouring the wine from the kos pogum back into the container, according to the Mechaber, that was a good eitzah because each drop that falls in is bottle. That's also assuming that there is more wine in the container than there was wine in the coast, and therefore, in fact, we will say a proper bittul. Says the Mechaber in Sivvav, Yecholun Lasakin Kos Pogum Aideshu Yasifu Ma'at Yayin. Like we mentioned already in the Mishabura, that you're able to fix up a Kos Pogum by adding in a little bit of wine. Vafilu Aideshu Yasifu Olav Mayim Miskun. Not only could you add in wine to the Kos Pogum to fix it up, you could also add in water that would also fix up the Kos Pogum. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotun Chav Tes, Yecholun Lasakin, the Inyan Pogum Eino Psul Mamish. Because the problem of pogum is not really a psul mamish, elo pigam ba'alma, it's like a little chisarun. Mishum sheshasa mimenu ma'at, you drank from it a little bit, and therefore it's pogum. Ulakach kashachozer mosif alav nasa mesukum b'kach. Therefore, adding in a little bit more wine or adding in water will fix it up, because it's not a real psul. If you look in the Sha'atzir on Os Chavav, he writes, this is from the Magen Avraham, v'shar achronim, v'utam lama lo aminam bazeh diyisbatel hamayim v'ayayim ba'akosh ha'shofel l'socho. And that's how they explain, why don't we just say if you add in a drop of wine or water into the Kos Pogum, why don't you just say that new drop is considered bottle berov? It's bottle in the whole cup of wine that's there. The reason we don't say that, says the Chavetz Chaim, is because it's not really a psul. It's just a little pagam ba'alma, and therefore, Chazal say you can be masakin it by pouring a drop of wine or a drop of water into the Kos. Says the Mishab Revaitim in Sefkot on Lamed Mayim, V'davka shayayin chazok. That which you could add in water is davka if the wine is strong. In order that the wine should not get ruined by the mixing in of a little bit of water, when it's not limited specifically to adding water, you could really add in any liquids. But on that which the Mishaburu says, Dafka, if the wine is strong, then you could add in water. So the Sha'at Zion writes in Os Chav Zayin, O Sheitin Rak Mashu Ba'alma. Or if the wine is not so strong and you don't want to ruin the taste of the wine by adding the water, you could just add a drop of water, which would have no effect on the taste of the wine. That also would be okay. Even one drop is enough. Says the Mishaburu Vaiter in Sevkotan Lamed Aleph Miskon, through adding a little bit of wine or a little bit of water, that corrects the Kos Pogum. Vu Shelo Yu Hamayim Atzman Pogumim. That's only assuming that the water that you're pouring in itself is not pogum, meaning shelo shasu mehem, that you hadn't drank in from the water beforehand. De'ilav hachi, if the water was pogum, e'esher l'sakim behem, you can't fix up a kos pogum of wine with water that is pogum, la'yesh omrim b'siv gimel, de'gam mayim nifgamim b'shtia. According to the shita that we saw in Siv Gimel, that mayim also could be pogum by shtia, and therefore that which we say you can fix up a kos pogum of wine by adding in water, according to that shita, would have to be dafka water that itself is not pogum. But we're seeing so far, and we saw in the Mishabura clearly, the best eitzah of fixing up a kos pogum is doing both the eitzah of sevav and the eitzah of sefei, and that is first pouring from the container into the kos pogum, thereby fixing up according to most shitas, and then pouring the wine in the newly fixed up Kos back into the container, and that takes care of the shita of the Merami Rotenberg, who says the Eitzah of Sevav does not work, and then you yotze according to everyone, and then you can pour yourself a new Kos Shel Bracha. Let's complete the simen and read Siv Zayin. B'shas Adchak Mevarchin Al Kos Pogum. In a pressing situation, one can make a bracha on a Kos Pogum. You know, we're discussing here how one should not make a bracha on it and how everyone should fix it up. But in a Shas Adchak, you can't fix it up and all you have is a Kos Pogum. You can make a bracha on a Kos Pogum. Says the Mishabura in Siv Kotan Lamed Beis, B'shas Adchak, She'ein Lo Kos Acher, you have no other Kos. Ve'ein Lo Bamed L'Sakein HaKos Hazeh, and you have none of the eight in which you can fix up this Kos. The Kamash Malon and the Chiddush of the Mechaber is coming to teach us to have a mina that I would have said the mutav levarach below Kos Klal, that it's better to bench or make a bracha without a Kos at all over using a Kos Pogum. Kamash Malon comes to Mechaber and teaches me the Inyan Pogum hu rak l'chadchila. The whole idea of not making a bracha on a Kos Pogum is only l'chadchila. Im yachal yizar bazev lo likuvla. If you're able to be careful about it, but it's not ma'akiv. And therefore, if you have no eitzah to avoid a kos pogum, you can in fact make a bracha on kos pogum, and that's better than not using a kos at all. Kasu ha'achronim ba'achronim writer, k'shetzarech levarach al kos pogum. When one needs to make a bracha on a kos pogum, im yesh lo kos katan ha'machzik revius. If you have a smaller kos that can hold a revius, yishpuch me'agodol l'socho. You should pour from the larger kos into the smaller kos, even though it only holds a revius. Da'yidei zenami mesakin ha'pekim ha'ktas. That also helps the thick sota begima a little bit, because now the kos is more full. There are those who fix up a kos pogum by putting in a little crumb of bread. The tour pushes off this custom and says it does not help to fix up a kos pogum. V'im eino pogum, but if the kos is not pogum, rak she'eino mole, it's just that it's not mole like we saw earlier in today's shir. U'bameh she'yesh ba'kos yesh bo shir revias, but there is l'maisa, a shir of a revias of wine in the kos, just it doesn't fill up to the top of the kos. L'kuli alma mahani ha'milu afil ha'idei pas. Then everyone agrees that it will help to make the kos more full through adding in a piece of bread. V'dafka b'chaticha achas, but this should be done specifically with one larger piece of bread. The b'harbe, because with a lot of small pieces, yesbo mishumius ta'krivuna v'gomer. Because then it's a shtickle miustik to put in little crumbs that get ruined. It's something that would be inappropriate to bring to Hashem, just like you wouldn't bring it to a human governor or a human king. V'gam adarab, and also the opposite is true. Tzorech la'adiach ha'kos mipirurei pas. How could you add in little crumbs of bread that get, besides that they get miyastik l'maisa, you're supposed to wash out the kos from the little crumbs of bread. Also, kidul ha'kamam b'simen kuf pe gimel sif alf, like we'll see shortly in the beginning of the next simen that we'll see in the next year, that since we're supposed to wash out the kli from any crumbs that might be in it, how would you add in little crumbs to the kli itself, to the kos, to make it more mully when we're trying to get rid of those crumbs itself, besides the fact that it's miyas, and therefore if the kos is not mully, and one wants to fill it up a little bit higher, he should put a larger piece of bread that will raise the kos, and not different crumbs of bread. That completes Simen Kuf Pei Beis. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, we will continue with Simen Kuf Pei Gimel in the next year.